Gita Mahatmyam. The glories of Srimad Bhagavad Gita, as recorded in the Vedic scripture, the Varaha Purana, in the form of a conversation between the presiding deity of planet Earth, Bhumi Devi, and Lord Varaha Dev, the third of the dasavatars of Lord Vishnu. Shri Ganeshaya Namaha, Shri Radha Ramanaya Namaha. Obeisances to Lord Ganesha, obeisances to Lord Krishna, who gives transcendental pleasure to Srimati Radharani. Dharovacha Bhagavan Parameshana Bhaktiravyabhicharini Prarabdham Bhujyamanasya Katham Bhavati He Prabho. Dhara, Mother Earth, said, O Blessed Lord, O Ruler Supreme, O Adorable One, how may he who is bound by his prarabdha karma gain constant devotion? Vishnu Ruvacha Prarabdham Bhujyamanohi Gita Bhyasaratah Sada Samuktah Sa Sukhi Loke Karmana No Palipyate. Lord Vishnu, Varahadev, said, even he who is dominated by prarabdha karma can be a mukta, liberated soul, and a happy man in this world if he be devoted to the constant practice of the Gita. No new karma ever taints him.
Mahapapadipapani Gita dhyanam karoti chet Kvachit sparsham na kurvanti Nalini dalamambuvad.
No sin, however heinous, can ever affect him who meditates on the Gita any more than water affects the lotus leaf.
Gitaya pustakam yatra yatra patha pravartate tatra sarvani tirthani prayagadini tatra vai. Sarve devascha rushayo Yoginah panagaschaye Gopala gopika vapi Naradodhava parshadaihi.
Wherever the Bhagavad Gita book is kept, or wherever the Gita is studied, that place becomes the dwelling place of all the sacred places such as Prayag. At that place reside all the devas, rishis, yogis, divine serpents, the gopas, the gopis, Narada, Uddhava, and the whole host of their associates.
Sahayo jayate shigram yatra gita pravartate yatra gita vicharascha pathanam shrutam tatraham nishchitam prithvi nivasami sadaivahi.
Wherever the Gita is read, inquired into, heard, taught, or chanted, O Mother Earth, there undoubtedly and unfailingly do I myself reside. Whenever help is needed in that place, it will come quickly.
Gita shraye aham tishthami, Gita me chottamam griham, Gita jnanam upashritya, Treen lokan palayamyaham.
Of all the places that I dwell, Gita is my best abode. It is my highest refuge, and I protect the three worlds with the knowledge of the Gita.
Gita me parama vidya brahma rupana samshayah ardhamatra akshara nitya Svanirvacya padatmika.
The Gita is my highest science. It is undoubtedly the very form of Brahman. This knowledge is absolute. It is imperishable, eternal, and is the essence of my indefinable nature.
Chidanandena Krishnena Prokta Svamukhato Arjunam Vedatrayi Parananda Tattvartha Jnana Samyuta.
It contains the essence of the three Vedas. It is all blissful. It comprises the knowledge of self-realization, and it has emanated from the mouth of the omniscient Lord Shri Krishna himself to Arjuna. Yo ashtadasha japo nityam naro nischalamanasaha jnana siddhim salabhate tato yati parampadam. That person who recites all 18 chapters daily with a firm mind gains perfection in knowledge and thereby reaches the supreme state. Pathe samagre asampurne tato ardham pathamacharet tada godanajam punyam labhate natra samshayah. If the whole Gita cannot be recited, then half of it may be recited. By doing so, the aspirant undoubtedly acquires benefit on par with having given a cow in charity. Tribhagam padhamanastu gangasnana phalam labhet shadam samjapamanastu soamayaga phalam labhet. Repeat. Tribhagam padhamanastu gangasnanam phalam labhet shadam samjapamanastu somayaga phalam labhet. Whoever recites one third of the Gita obtains the merit of bathing in the Ganga. He who recites one sixth receives the fruit of performing a soma sacrifice. Ekadhyayam tu yo nityam padhate bhakti samyutah rudralokam avapnoti gano bhutva vasechiram. He who reads even a chapter a day with devotion attains to rudraloka and lives there long, having become an attendant to Lord Shiva. Adhyayam shloka padam va nityam yah padhate naraham sayati naratam yavan manvantaram vasundhare. O Mother Earth, whoever reads a quarter of a chapter or merely a quarter of a verse daily will be assured of birth as a human being throughout one manvantara, the life of a Manu. Gītāya shloka dasakam saptapancha chatushtayam dvautrinekam tadardham va shlokanam yah pathen naraham chandralokam avabnoti varshanamayutam dhruvam gītā pātha samayukto mṛto manushatam vrajet. The man who recites 10, 7, 5, 4, 3 or 2 verses or even one half of a verse of the Gita certainly attains to Chandraloka for 10,000 years. He who leaves his body while reading the Gita will definitely attain a human birth. Gītābhyāsam punah kṛtvā labhate muktimuttamām gīte tyuttāra samyukto mṛyamāno gatim labhet. Again practicing the Gītā, he will eventually attain liberation. The dying man who merely utters the word Gītā will attain liberation. Gītārtha śravaṇāsakto mahāpāpayuto apivā vaikuntham samavāpnoti viṣṇunā sahamodate. Even one who has committed heinous sins goes to Vaikuntha and lives in communion with Lord Vishnu if he has developed the urge to hear the Gītā. Gītārtham dhyāyate nityam kṛtvā karmāṇi bhūriṣaḥ jīvan muktah savidnyeyo dehānte paramam padam. He is to be regarded as a Jivan Mukta, one who is already liberated in his present body, who constantly meditates on the meaning of the Gita while in the midst of performing his duties. At the time of his death, he will surely attain the spiritual world.
Gītāṁ āśrityā bahavo bhūbhujo janakādayah nirdhūta kalmaśāloke gītāyātah parampadam gītāyāh paṭṭhanam kṛtvā māhātmyam naivayah paṭhet vṛddhā pāṭho bhavet tasya śrama eva hyudāhṛtah.
Many kings like Janaka have been completely purified and have attained the highest goal by taking refuge in the Gita. His reading is in vain and his effort wasted who does not recite this Mahatmyam after completing his reading of the Gita.
Etan Mahatmya Samyuktam Gita Bhyasam Karoti Yaha Sattat Phalam Avapnoti Dullabham gatimapnuyat.
He who studies this Gita together with this discourse on its glories will get the benefits mentioned herein and will attain that rarest and highest of goals.
Suta uvacha mahatmyametad gitaya maya proktam sanatanam Gītānte ca paṭhedyastu yaduktam tad phalam labhet.
Suta Goswami said, he who recites this Mahātmyam which I have thus declared after studying the Gītā will obtain the results described herein.
Iti śrī Vāraha Purāṇe śrī Gītā Mahātmyam sampūrṇam.
Thus concludes the Varaha Purana's discourse known as the greatness of the Gita, Gita Mahatmyam. Jai Shri Gita Mahatmyam ki, Jai Shriman Bhagavad Gita ki, Jai Shri Guru Dev ki, Jai.